Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, your host, and I'm here today with Janet Entine. Excuse me, Janet. I want to give out the phone number and address that Barbara was talking about in reference to the Master Gardeners, and that is at the Cornell Cooperative.
Extension.
Master Gardeners. And the well, I'll give you the phone number first, which is 516-565-5265. That's 516-565-5265. The address is 832 Merrick Avenue in East Meadows. And from 10 to 1 on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, you can make a phone call and ask a question. And you can also visit the place, but the point is, if you're doing something, especially on Saturday, you got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to call in advance and saying, I'm trying to move my hydrangea from here to there. Is it too late? Can I do it? Etc. I think it's a wonderful,
it's terrific thing.
And you can also call 311. This information will, for people who are driving and didn't take it down, we pass this information to the town. So if you just call the town, the 311 number at the town of North Hempstead, as of Monday, they'll have all this information. So anybody has a question in reference to you're going to the Clark Botanical Garden for the composting study and you have questions in reference to planting, you know, it's so important. You know, we talk about consequences for different things, but it's so important for people to know how to do something properly because you'll take the time, you'll spend a whole day Saturday and you put a sunflower in the shade and you're wondering why nothing's happened or vice versa. You see things wilt. Because it shouldn't be in the sun, and you're throwing more water on it, which is probably killing it more.
Exactly.
You ask a question. I mean, so when you go to the bigger nurseries, they help you, too.
They do. I was going to say that sometimes when you go to a bigger nursery, you can find somebody and say, I have this hydrangea, and this is what it looks like. My husband's taking a picture. But you have to seek that person out, and sometimes it's quite a lengthy process. This makes a lot more sense to be able to make a phone call. And I think it's phenomenal. I mean, I'm going to publicize it widely. Because I think a lot of people always have these questions, and where do you get the answer? You told us.
I agree.
Also, you can bring in a sample. If you have a tree that has little bugs or lines on it and you're not sure of what it is, you can bring it in to the farm.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And as long as it's not dead, we don't do autopsies.
It's,
you have to bring in a live branch and they have microscopes and will be able to tell you what the problem is.
That's, you know what? Go back six or seven years ago. This is in my own house. I had a whole row of arborvitaes. And then the very last one day had like, it looked like 10 or 15 cocoons on it. Okay. And then over the next month, it wound up on two or three of them. But the trees were hurting. Okay. And I didn't do anything. And I'm watching them because I had read once that if you help a butterfly out of a cocoon, you actually hurt the butterfly because he needs to push it open himself to strengthen his wings. So I never touched it. I said, I'm doing the right thing. Let nature take its course. But my trees are looking terrible. And a friend of mine came to visit one day who is a horticulturist and said, what are you doing with those back trees? I said, what do you mean? He says, whatever. I don't remember the name. It was a disease. They were all over the house. They were actually coming and going up the side of the house. He says, you have no choice. You got to spray these. I lost three or four of them, thinking I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
And I said, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't hurt a butterfly, which this cooperative is ideal. You just pull one of them off.
Perfect.
Why assume I know what it was? Pull one off, take it right there, and they would have said, what was it?
I think it might have been gypsy moth.
Okay, and they're eating away the tree.
Right.
I mean, three of them lost, three or four, definitely three, with twigs. Mm-hmm. And I figured I'd come back the next year. I'm not going to hurt the hurt the butterflies.
Right. Well, one of the things we do say is that we shouldn't have a monoculture. You shouldn't have a whole row of arborvitae just for that reason. If you have a spruce and a pine and you mix them all together, then if there's a plant that's attacked, it's not going to attack every single plant in the row.
Okay, that's clever.
So,
monoculture
is something. In nature, you don't see monoculture. You don't see one plant repeated in a row. It's not the way.
That's tremendous. I haven't thought of something.
No,
because it's not
going
to eat the other tree,
right.
So it's going to finish.
Right.
I'll lose one and it's over.
Right. That's why never suggest people plant a whole row of anything.
The gardeners do, because I have rows of stuff.
Oh, sure. Most people do. Yeah. Like flower-wise, I don't, because I went yellow and then pink and then this, and you divide up the color, but I'm not thinking.
Or tulips, for that matter. I mean, when I see a whole row of soldiers of tulips,
right.
Debbie von Borgendien from Von Borgendien Bulbs, the bulb lady, actually, said, never read the directions. She says, make a hole and stuff in a whole bunch of bulbs, and then they'll come up as a big bouquet, which is much more attractive to me than a row of red tulips.
Right. I get you. Right.
Let me ask you about container planting for vegetables.
Yes.
Is that a good thing to do, or does it not work out so well?
Well, I do it because I have a little bit of sun.
Mm-hmm.
So where I have the sun, I have a container.
Right.
Because it happens to be between my two garages.
Right.
And there again, I use soil moist. I use new soil. And I will grow one sun gold tomato, one, because it will it doesn't multiply. It just gets very large.
Right.
And that's all I do. I think herbs would be better in a container because they don't grow so big. Early in the season, if you want to grow some interesting vegetables in a container, you can have all different kinds of lettuces and spinach.
Okay.
I think now it's too late. But you can do that later in the season. Mm-hmm. In September, you can have a whole container filled with all kinds of lettuces, and you can eat them way until October, November.
Right. Terrific.
That's what, last year actually was the first year I did an herb garden, but I did them in pots.
Okay.
And I brought them in, and they've lasted all winter. They're starting to hurt now, but they're going back outside again.
Right.
So I hope... they turned yellowy, but they're still alive.
Okay.
But during the middle of the winter, they were perfect and nice. Rosemary, that doubled in size inside. You can just tell they're hurting. They're being watered and everything.
Right.
So hopefully when you go outside now in the sun,
they'll
rejuvenate.
Well, I brought my rosemary inside also.
Okay.
And I just love going past it and smelling it.
Right.
It's just
the truth.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
Mine didn't turn yellow. Did you water it?
The parsley is turning yellow.
Oh, the parsley, okay.
No, the rosemary's fine.
Okay.
It hasn't grown anymore in the last couple of months, but the parsley has little white dots on it.
Right.
And it's yellowy, so I think that might be gone.
Right.
But, the rosemary, and I have thyme, a mint. And something else.
Be sure you keep that mint in a pot because it's one of the most aggressive plants. Any kind of mint. Spearmint, peppermint, chocolate.
Aggressive meaning?
Aggressive means if you let it out of that pot, it has roots that will, stolonophorous roots, that will just go out and out. And the next thing you know, you will have a maze of
mint. Really?
So you keep your mint in a pot.
Yeah, it's in a pot.
Keep it that way.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
There are some plants that are very aggressive. And as much as you love mint, you want to have room in your garden for something else as well.
Other stuff will grow with it, or mint, when it takes over, other thing.
Well, the roots just take over everything.
Wow, okay.
So keep it in a pot.
Okay. Yeah, that was just coincidental, but that's what I'm saying.
That's important
to know. Because somebody might do a nice thing and say, I'm going to put it in the ground over here, and two years later it's 5 foot of mint, and you know.
Yeah, no, that's what will happen.
Okay. Because that's another one, when you go by the smell, some of these things, and it could be in your head, but like if I'm making sauce and my wife is, you're just a couple of pieces of whatever one you're using.
Right.
And I put the little piece of stem, I don't really care. I don't start picking the rosemary off. It just cut the branch.
Terrific.
Everything goes in. And I just crush it before you drop it in a bit.
Right.
It's, and if whether it's in my head
watering.
Or not. I know it's the
truth. I know it already. Lunch.
No, but it's the truth. I mean, and people don't realize it. And it's soothing. I I go out, not that I'm an avid gardener, but in the summertime, like starting next week, just a couple of hours on Saturday or Sunday. And most of the time it's weeding because it's done. And I do have weeds last year that came up 4 foot. I mean, they looked like bushes.
Well, they grow faster than the things you like.
Isn't it amazing? It really is. And I don't know how, I've mulched a couple of times. It just makes a difference. They're back every year. It's like a tree. But whatever. Right. It makes no difference. It's and they're easy enough to bend over, and it's exercise.
Yes.
You know, to keep it. And then come August, it's pretty slow then. Right. I don't know if that's normal. You know, that the as the season. Yeah, I mean, they definitely slow down
right.
as the season goes along.
Right.
But in the beginning, you know, you see. And I love that spring because all of a sudden you see everything start to sprout.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yes. Really? It's
I
a good
go
time.
Outside and I walk around my garden and I say, I'm not as excited as looking at the flower, believe it or not, as I am when I see that first bud
yes.
come
oh,
up.
Yes,
yeah. That, to yeah. me, yeah. is yeah. more exciting than the whole full-flown garden with flowers in it.
No, I agree.
Show that it got through another winter.
Yep.
Despite what it was subjected to all winter, they're up.
And some how some of the stuff doubles and triples. I have some sort of a lily, which is maybe 3 or 4 foot tall. It's brown. I mean, not brown. It's orange.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of them. It just... And I put in two, one on each corner, like.
Right.
One on one corner died. The other one's fine. But the other one is now 8 or 9.
Wow.
And you watch it comes up. It comes yes. up a little purple first.
Isn't it marvelous?
And it's like, oh, it's back. And another one. And another one. It just, I love it. My grandson, he used to play in the yard. I didn't care if he's, you know, sometimes he'd step on one. It's like, try to be careful. But anyway, I agree. It's just, it's a wonderful feeling. And it's important for people to do. But I think going to the cooperative for information, and therefore, which is the master gardeners,
mm-hmm.
It's a service that I had no idea existed.
Oh, it's very important.
It's huge important, because
yes,
just is. Some of the stuff you're saying, mint.
Yes,
somebody
yes.
thinks they're a big shot. They buy some mint at Home Depot or any of the places where I'm not mentioning any names. You put it in the ground, and all of a sudden, 2 years later, you're covered in mint. I had no idea.
Oh, well, don't find out. Don't.
Right, no, I wouldn't
me.
Do it. Thank you. No, it's that's an important one to know. And then the other big thing today is Thriller, Spiller, and Filler. Because when you see these pots,
right.
you realize how it works. It's just right. it's wonderful. Barbara, I want to thank you so much. Honestly, the information you shared, it's always, this show brings little, you know, Christina calls it golden nuggets. Just
aww.
one or two things. That's
sweet.
What you're looking for.
Yes.
You're not exactly. going to get loads of things, but one or two things. The phone number for Master's Gardener, which I'll give out again, it's 516-565-5265. And this will be at 311. So we'll send the information over there for anybody listening. Just pass it on to somebody who has a gardening question. And Barbara, I want to thank you so much. Barbara is a horticulturist and a Master Gardener. And it's been a pleasure having you here today.
It's a pleasure being here.
You're listening to 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.